Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hello.
Hello. You have walked into an absolute crossfire on my text thread about Paige Spiranak versus Annie Agar. Would you like to weigh in to open up tonight's show?
I'll let you guys. I have no thoughts on that one, by the way.
Come on. Bullshit. Get a thought.
I don't.
Buy a thought. Find a thought, for God's sakes. These are influencers, Jay. We are living in the age of influencers.
I mean, I guess I'll take Annie Agar.
Okay.
I guess.
You guess. Yeah. Neither one is your type, huh? Blonde,
no.
Cute, buxom, likes sports. Agar is pretty athletic, by the way. But yeah, okay. Maybe you're into something else. I don't know. With that, I say, hello, Jay.
Hello, Zabin.
All right. Do you have an influencer who is your preferred influencer amongst I call them professional thirst traps.
Yeah, no, I would have to sit down and think about that one. That's okay. A very good question. Is there one that I see and go, I'll have to think about that.
I was introduced to one this morning by my producer in our Where Do You Stand segment that I had never heard of before. And I was like, wow, her name is Michaela DeMater.
Yes, that's...
Do you know her?
I've talked about her before.
Yeah. She plays hockey, but once she peels off the goalie pad, she's a goalie. Man, yes. She got the pow-pow.
What about the twins from...
Oh, the Kovender twins?
Yeah. Yes.
The Kovender twins, news this breaking within the last hour, have said they're done with college basketball. They're going to turn pro, not in the WNBA. They're just going to make money being influencers because they're already making a shit ton. And I guess they don't even need to be at Miami anymore to do that.
More power to you, ladies.
So there you go. All
right. Stack your chips.
Stack that cheddar. Go get it, baby. Go get the bag while you got it.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Let's start topic number one. Quote, when I feel like Zion again. Oh, boy. Here we go. Zion Williamson not playing tonight in the NBA play-in tournament because he said, even though, quote, physically I'm fine, now it's just a matter of when I feel like Zion. I understand the magnitude of these games coming up. I don't want to be out there hesitating or doing something that may affect my team in a bad way. Okay.
Don't know what that one is, but okay. When I don't feel like playing basketball. That's what. I guess it's mental. I can't really.
It is mental. And here's the problem. Mean, boy, oh boy, you cannot even go there in this day and age and question somebody protecting their mentals. However, it is the epitome of soft. Like, you got to be fucking kidding me, man. You were the first pick in the draft, 1/1, and you have missed nearly half of your 300 games so far. And your team is fighting to get past this stupid Fakakta four-team play-in tournament, and you're like, nah, yeah, nah. These are the kind of things, Jay, that make a lot of us, while we like the NBA and we'll watch the playoffs, we don't take this league seriously. You can't take this league seriously. Not with this bullshit.
Because it's too much of a players league for your liking? It's the ultimate players league.
It's a no-show, no-work league. It's worse than the jobs that Tony Soprano lined up for his crew down at the promenade. Like, I've always said, I don't mind the top athletes in the world making a shit ton of money because they do amazing things. But I do think you should have to play for it. And I also can't stand it when they waste and lose all their money. That drives me crazy. Like, I just
that is the NBA again.
I know. Well, yeah, and it's a lot of pro athletes. But there's another one, lest anyone think I'm picking on the NBA or perhaps skewing one direction in terms of demographics, Jay. Did you see where Rory has bailed on the Heritage Classic this week down in Hilton Head after he was supposed to play in it because it's a so-called elevated event, and he's already missed one elevated event, and you're only allowed to miss one and still get your PIP money, the Player Impact Program bonus money from the PGA Tour, which could be like $3 million, but the commissioner, Jay Monahan, has full discretion to still award PIP money even if you don't play in all the elevated events. So it's sure looking like Rory, who is the shadow commissioner, is going to get that PIP money anyway. And he just bailed on, you know, Harbortown for no reason when John Rahm, the guy who won the Masters, showed up and was asked, why are you here? He said, because I made a commitment and I feel like fans who had made a decision to come see me here would want to see me, especially the kids.
Rory's your guy too, isn't he?
I am within an inch of being full gay for Rory, and there's nothing wrong with that. But even I have to say, fuck this. This is nonsense. The PGA Tour, Jay, used to be an absolute meritocracy. You eat what you kill, and that's that. Now, whatever the fuck it is, this player impact money, this bonus money just for being a wonderful star in the PGA Tour, you write these rules saying, well, you got to play X number of tournaments to get it, and then the commissioner goes, well, you got close enough. You're Rory. You know,
you're at the show. You're good.
Yeah, you're good enough. We'll give it to you anyway. They got now these no-cut events. They've bumped up the purses. It, whatever the tour is now, it is a Frankenstein compared to the way it used to be, which was a pure meritocracy, but it is what it is. So, how much Stephen A. Smith does anybody need? Are you going to watch the Stephen A. Smith cast tonight or in the coming days as he gets his own Manning cast of sorts for the NBA playoffs?
They just don't know how to tell. This is why that place, and I'm speaking of ESPN, because they can never tell someone no. They did it for one person. You know when this all started? You know when this all started.
When did this all start?
The line of demarcation.
Okay.
When, Norman Chad had his wife.
Oh. On one of,
And then, like a week later, who had to have their wife on there? Furman.
No way.
Yeah. Ask Andy if he remembers this.
So remember Norman Chad brought his wife on his weekly pick segment for the NFL, yes. Or was it a poker event?
Yes. Was it Norman Chad? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway. And for his picks, yeah. And Berman had to have his wife on there and did it the next week, and they were like, they can never tell anyone no. And this is the problem right there. They never tell anyone. You let one person have a Manning cast, and now Stephen A. Smith thinks he has to have a Manning cast.
See, I actually think maybe it was more ESPN.
Oh, Nick Bakay.
I'll have random part-time ESPN contributors for 500, Alex.
Yes.
Who is Nick Bakay? Push.
Yes. But Nick Bakay had his wife.
The tail and of then, the tape. Yeah, what a great that bit was that was.
That was a great segment.
Yes. Anyway, so I think it was ESPN pushing Stephen A. to go, we got to get you to do this. This will be great.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I think ESPN believes Stephen A. Smith is the Lowry season salt of their network, and they're going to sprinkle it on just about everything.
Oh, they think that everyone loves Stephen A. Smith.
I don't know. Maybe their internal testing shows that's to be the case. I just feel like it's, geez, enough already. I guess he's like their Barkley. I guess people, I've said for a while now, I like Barkley, but I think he's overexposed. And people have come at me, go, oh, come on, man. How can you not like Barkley? I go, did you not hear me? I said, I like him. But I don't like that much of him. He doesn't need to be on everything all the time, everywhere. But that fell upon deaf ears. So who knows?
I think ESPN would have to do some better internal, because I'm pretty sure people are 50-50 on Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah. I think a little bit goes a long way, to be sure. And they're not spreading a little bit of him around. They're spreading a lot of him around.
He's on everything. I mean, you can't make better talent. You can't make another one?
Well, that's what you and I have always talked about.
Yeah.
Who's the next one? The next non-former pro athlete who's black, who's got an attitude, who's willing to speak truth to power, so to speak. Who's that next guy that they're going to groom to be the next Stephen A. Smith? If ESPN was smart and wanted to keep their costs down, they'd be coaching some of these guys up to be right there getting minutes in the pipeline so they can turn to Stephen A. Smith and say, we'll get another one of you. You know that.
Like the way they did with Mel Kiper and Todd McShay.
That's right. And they tried to push Mel out and they failed.
Yes.
But it was close. He was basically out. and then it turned around. So anyway, I'll see if there is a clip or two of the Stephen A. Smith cast, and if it's any good.
Oh, I'm sure it will be wonderful. That's sarcasm, by the way.
It's like, here, let's show you a sporting event, but instead of focusing on the sporting event, let's have somebody, a personality, ex-player, somebody just talk all over it and interview guests and occasionally pop in on, ooh, did you see that three-pointer?
I mean, remember when they had the Michael Kay and A-Rod cast?
Have you seen it on Sunday Night Baseball now?
I've seen it once, and that was last year, but I kept trying to explain to people. Nobody likes these two people.
Right. Nobody likes A-Rod, and nobody outside of New York knows who Michael Kay is.
And he's weird. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So they don't do much internal testing.
No, there's not, as I like to say, Jay, there's not open auditions for these jobs.
No. A-Rod and Michael K.
Right.
That's a great duo. Go ahead. Yeah.
Although your boy Frank Robinson, or not Frank, Frank Thomas, out at Fox Sports 1.
Really?
To make way for Jeter. Mm-hmm. Out. Did you not see that?
I did not, but I do love Jeter.
I think it's for Jeter.
I do love Jeter.
Frank Thomas out for Jeter. And I believe, yes, Jeter in, Frank Thomas out. And I believe there is a report, might have been from Andrew Marchand, that said that they actually went at Fox to A-Rod to make sure he was cool with Jeter being added. And I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Again, they know that people don't like A-Rod, right? they do know this. I guess not.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the latest on that.
Maybe like them going, let's have a Skip Bayless cast. I would fire that person immediately. Are you serious, right? You know everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, can I give you a quick aside here, inside baseball?
Oh, please.
Okay, so I have a potential sponsored client that has asked me to put them in touch with somebody at my radio station for a possible deal, right? So I call what I think is our best guy and say, hey, I'm going to serve one up to you here. This guy wants to get in touch with somebody from our station. You're our best guy. I'm going to send you his number, fire in a call to him as soon as possible if you can. Okay, sure, great. I tell the guy, okay, I got my best guy on the case. He'll be calling you shortly. Just checked with the guy, sales guy. I go, did you make contact with my boy? I told him this 6 hours ago. He says, not yet. I will within 24 hours. Ooh. What the fuck, Jay? What the fuck? This was the whole point of one call. I'm not saying you have to put all deck together in 6 hours.
But just call. Some people, just make touch.
Show the hop-a-da-bop-a-da-bop.
Oh, what a
fucking business. I'll tell you what. Well,
you know what? I go to the. Do you have another guy? I go to him.
I wish there was another guy. This guy,
I go to the next guy.
This guy is the best guy, but you know what? He ain't great. I'll tell you that much right now.
And
this,
I joke,
just,
you know
this
what?
Just confirms it. All I wanted was one fucking call from somebody who's a sales guy to say, hi, I'm here. Let's start talking about some stuff. I'll do it tomorrow.
I'm telling you, if you got another guy, he'd get the numbers, and that guy go, what the fuck's him? Sorry, buddy, you didn't jump quick enough.
I'm a firm believer.
Great.
What's going on with your doggo?
I don't know. Sorry.
Go pet Cujo and get him to calm down.
One second.
Actually, which dog is that? Sounds like a smaller dog. Is that your girl's dog?
Yes, she's the most mouthy of all. Myra, enough.
Myra, come on now. Good girl, Myra. Calm down, girl.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Sorry.
What kind of dog is Myra?
Myra is a... God, it's a something sure terrier something, and we just found this out that she is purebred.
Okay, so she's a terrier.
Terrier something.
And your dog, the pit bull, is named.
That's Buck.
Buck, yes. Yeah, that's right. After Buck Showalter.
Yes. See, you do remember. Yes.
Or maybe Buck Ballou, former Georgia quarterback.
Buck
now in radio.
You know what?
Buck Ballou.
I would make that joke because I do remember number 8, Buck Ballou.
Not Bill Buckner? Steve Buck Hance?
Steve Buck Hance?
What about Buck Williams, the former great Terp forward?
Mm? I think you win.
Am I out of bucks at this point? How about?
I think you win.
How about after Bucky's, the greatest truck stop ever invented? You ever been deep south where there's been Bucky's? Texas, Georgia, South Carolina.
I was going to say South Carolina. That's where they are.
Well, you knew this when you worked for Cowan Trucking, right?
But Bucky's was like the thing. That was like their Super Bowl.
Have you been to one?
I've been to one. Yes,
yeah,
in deep North Carolina. I was like, this place is wild.
It's so big. It's like
this place is wild.
Did you really have to make it this big? And the answer is nah. But we wanted to. The guy who invented Buckies.
I guess, like, you know, we need everything under one roof. Right.
I walked in for breakfast when we were coming back from Hilton Head last summer, and there was an entire island in the middle of these chefs, these women cooking up fresh scrambled eggs on sandwiches, on toasted bagels, wrapping them up en masse. And putting them into the warming trays where they were stacked 8-10 deep. But they were grilling up those eggs right there in front of you. And it was the most delicious, hot, fresh breakfast sandwich I've ever fucking had.
I was going to say, you had to get one, didn't you?
Oh, hell yeah. made love to that sucker, too. Yeah.
Well, I have Master's food questions, by the way.
Yes. Let's go. Let's talk.
Because you went to Master's.
Yes, okay. I did.
Is the food really that cheap? Like, if you went in with a 20,
yes,
you would have to turn food away because
you could get the whole menu for $66.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the whole menu for $66. Now, look, it's a bit overhyped. Pimento cheese, I think, is not.
I've had a pimento cheese sandwich.
I don't care for pimento cheese with the chunks of peppers in it or whatever that is in it. But it's a decent sandwich. The barbecue sandwich for $3 is nice. The chicken sandwich is, I think it's overrated because it's room temperature, if not cool. It's not warm, and it's a little bit chewy. But still, for $3, what do you want? Everything else is very affordably priced. I kind of wish that their sodas had lids and straws. They don't. So carrying more than one or two of those, including beers, is a little bit problematic. I wish the beers came with caps on them so you could carry more of those, but they don't. They come in open cups. But, you know, the cups are souvenir worthy. You can save them. Most people do, and have a selection in their cupboard. It's a great thing. It's truly the biggest throwback to, you know what? No other place in the world in sports does this. Only Augusta.
Okay. I had to, because I know you went, I was like, is it really all it's hyped up to be? Thank you.
It's a touch overhyped just because the prices. The quality of the food, it's good, but it's not going to blow your mind, you know? Okay. I'd pay $10 for a really good grilled bratwurst or a cheeseburger. You know, I'm there at the Masters. I just dropped $500 plus in your pro shop. I can afford a $10 hot dog or hamburger.
Very good point.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Yeah. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. But anyway, okay, topic number three. Welcome to your nightmare, Jay. Jump on in. The water is warm. Your most hated coach ever, Cliff with a K, Kingsbury, to your favorite team, the USC Trojans, as quarterback coach.
No, he is just an analyst, not quarterback. Yes.
Is that how you're going to rationalize it, huh?
No, he's just, literally, because he's, his buyout from the Cardinals is so big that he doesn't need to take anything right away. So he's just an, he's like a Saban Island, like all those coaches on Saban Island. That's what he is.
Okay, so you are not repulsed by the fact that the coach that was last seen buying a, quote, one-way ticket to Thailand after being fired by the Cardinals, he has now landed right there in the quarterback room, whether he's the quarterback coach or an analyst or whatever, with your beloved Trojans and the soon-to-be 1-1 pick of the NFL draft in Caleb Williams.
Well, he's coached Baker Mayfield.
Is that a good thing?
No, I mean he's coached some guys when he was at Texas Tech didn't he coach Johnny Manziel or something too?
I don't know.
He's had some guys, so he must know how to coach a quarterback. Okay. He can't coach a team though.
No. Okay. All right.
Kyler Murray. He coached Kyler Murray in college.
In college and in the pros.
Yeah, so.
And that guy looks pretty uncoachable, Kyler Murray, but what do I know?
He is kind of a douchebag, and his teammates don't seem to like him.
Yeah, they're giving off that stink. It's looking like he could be the next Carson Wentz, the quarterback that nobody on the team really likes.
So is the Milwaukee area ready for the love movement? Ooh.
Oh, look at you.
Did I just make that up?
The love movement. Oh, we're ready, all right. But that brings us to our next point, which is the Jets and Packers and their standoff on the Aaron Rodgers trade. We are now coming up on 2 weeks from the NFL draft on Thursday. So as you listen to this podcast, it'll be 2 weeks exactly. And that is the first inflection point and the latest bit of data or dramatic reporting is that Charles Robinson in a radio interview said that the Packers want the second rounder from the Jets this year. So a second right away and then a 2024 first guaranteed. And they said, if Rodgers is a one and done, then they'll flip something back to the Jets yet to be determined in 2025. And the Jets have said, no. And according to Charles Robinson, Woody Johnson was all in on Rodgers until he heard him say on McAfee that he was 90% retired until he came out of the darkness retreat and sensed everything had changed and then decided, no, I do want to play. So either that's just wild reporting that may or may not be true, but if it is, then that just tells you that Rodgers kind of fucked himself with his big stupid mouth on the Punters podcast.
And see, why don't the Jets just go to the Ravens and go, will you take this deal for a guy 100 years younger than Aaron Rodgers? Does that not make any sense?
I mean, the problem is
crazy.
Not totally crazy. Problem is, you know, Lamar still wants a massive contract. And then you have to create the cap space to hold that contract on your books.
For two weeks?
I think it's a week or 2 weeks to see whether or not the Ravens will match. And that's a terrible rule for players who are hit with the franchise tag. Because what team wants to do that? Nobody. Because then what happens to the team's matches? You're like, oh, we cut four players to make this happen. Fuck.
Yeah, they on the next CBA, they definitely have to go for that one.
Yeah, well, good luck on that. Speaking of the Ravens, Odell Beckham Jr. to the Ravens, Jay. Your thoughts.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So let's get the he's coming off an Achilles. I heard that kind of slows your speed down.
It can.
Okay.
No, it was a knee injury. Not an Achilles, a knee injury. But a knee injury that kept him out for a full year. He injured his knee. Blew out his knee. It might have been multiple ligaments in the Super Bowl, remember? The one that the Rams won and then was going to try to make it back last year. It was slower going. And yeah.
But I guess there's no way he would sign if he didn't have a thumbs up from Lamar that he was going to play. That's what I'm thinking, though. There's no way he would sign. with Baltimore.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's a big score, by the way, $15 million. And yes, apparently it was Lamar who recruited him, according to some reports. So
there's no way. I mean, I'm sure Lamar's going to play. And it's a 1 year, so he'll play this year because Lamar's also on the free agent tag this year. So they're 99% sure that Lamar's going to play this year.
Yes. I think when it's all said and done, what's he going to do, not play? What's the template?
Right, yeah. What's your end game? Not to play, right.
Right, like the only guy to not play because of a franchise tag is Le'Veon Bell.
And how'd that work out for him?
Not well at all. No quarterback has ever not played just because they got hit with a franchise tag. A couple guys played through them, including Kirk, who played through two of them to get to free agency in open water. But yeah.
By the way, I cannot believe I heard Charge say he was almost out of the Kirk Cousins business. I couldn't believe that. I could not believe I heard that.
I know. It shocked me as well, but I think Charge is a dead-eyed realist.
And what? Kirk will be a glorified backup forever, right? If somebody in his next contract, there's no way he starts.
A glorified backup. He'll probably be the best backup in the league. I think he's still a QB1. I think he's a QB1 and one more stop.
Okay, all right. I know.
Low-level QB1. Like a better version of, say, Mitch Trubisky. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Would you take a flyer on Cam Newton as your backup?
No, he's completely shot, and he's delusional.
Okay.
Would you?
Right. Just how healthy he is for me.
I don't think his arm is any good anymore. I think when his shoulder got messed up, he lost whatever velocity he had, and that was always kind of his strength, not necessarily accuracy. He could put it places, and he just can't run away from guys quite like he did. You know, you'd be a step slow, and the whole equation of who you are as a quarterback starts to fall apart.
No, I mean, but he's still better than probably 26 backup quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh, 26 backups?
Yes.
Maybe. But okay. Half the backups in the league, they are, like the phrase goes, yeah, he's a great guy to have as long as you don't play him. He's a guy who looks good on the wall as a fire extinguisher. Like, oh, we're good, man. Don't worry. Something happens. We got that fire extinguisher there. Oh, yeah? Is that really going to put out anything? Is that really going to work? Yeah. Good luck on that. Here's one for you. Golf courses often have hazards, both, you know, golf hazards, sand traps, lakes, waters, streams, you name it, oceans sometimes. Also has animal hazards, snakes, sometimes there'll be bears, you know, in the western courses, alligators. Here's a new one. How about sharks on a golf course in a pond on the golf course? Yes, got these sharks with lasers on their foreheads. This is a real thing. I've seen the video. It's, of course, from Australia, where everything is just three clicks more dangerous. You know, they've got like the most dangerous of everything in the world. Spiders, snakes, fish, lizards, you name it, right? So in Australia, this a big flood washed in three bull sharks, which can survive in either brackish or even mostly fresh water. And they have been spotted and videoed swimming around in the lake of this golf course. I will not get out of here. Sharks. Google it. Sharks on golf course.
It's the first thing that comes up.
Of course it is. And as you click on the video to look at it, tell me if you weren't noodling for your ball at the edge of the lake, thinking, God, I think my Titleist went in here somewhere. Yeah! What is that, a shark?
There's no way long. That'd be me.
Right.
I'm done playing.
But that's a new one for me. And I've seen a lot of animals, and I've seen stories of a lot of animals on the golf course. How about the Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV now? Have you seen the pricing, and are you in for the nearly $400?
There's no way. No, and thank God I live in the area where I can see my team a good amount of time.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, if I was a out-of-market person and had, like, if I was living in Maryland and I was a San Diego Charger fan, Oh, I'd be effed. Oh, my God.
But, of course, they didn't let people just buy their team. They make you buy the whole thing.
The whole
McGilly. They
F you somehow.
Oh, they sure do. You can't just be a Bronco fan in Tallahassee and say, okay, for $100, I want the whole Bronco season. Nope. You're in for $349 plus if you want the Sunday ticket or if you want the red zone. That's the other thing that kills me. They upcharge you $40 for the red zone. See that?
And they got rid of our guy, too, so we should be pissed about that.
Andrew Siciliano, I know.
Yes.
Which is unfortunate. Yes. Also, apparently, because of the lag of streaming TV, like Sunday Ticket, it is messing with a lot of outfits that do rapid betting, like real-time wagering, because it's a 30 to 40-second delay. That's an entire play. And a lot of these, you know, rapid betting sites, not that anyone's going to cry about it, are like, well, we're fucked if this is the case because we can't offer these bets because they'll be too far behind.
Well, what is going to happen when something happens and costs, like, the wagering community, like, $4 billion on one play because something effed up? Well, what is going to happen with that?
It's already happened. It'll keep happening. But remember, if it costs somebody $4 billion, it wins somebody else $4 billion.
$4 billion. Very
minus
good point.
Minus the 10% skim to the house.
Very good point. Yeah. Okay.
And then there's this. Board games are Church's wheelhouse. He is a total board game nerd. Even in this advanced day and age of digital this, digital that, video games, it'll blow your socks off, right? And I one day brought up Monopoly to him. And he chortled, he laughed like, yeah, Monopoly. I go, what do you mean by that? He goes, you do know in the board game community, Monopoly is regarded as one of the biggest joke games of all time. And I said, wow. I'm like, I had no idea. Why is that? And he starts going through the litany of reasons, including the fact that it always ends messy, that they have no innovation to it, that it's all just they skin the game differently. You know, with licensed partners to go, oh, look, it's our, you know, Dukes of Hazzard Monopoly, or it's our, you know, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Monopoly. You know, they just do that. There's no actual creativity, and that is basically a junk board game. This was all new to me, Jay. Did you know any of this?
Well, I would have laughed after Chart said in the board gaming community. But I didn't know that. Excuse me. Monopoly was held in such low disregard in the board game community.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But here's a story that is just for you, Church, and I'm sure you've already seen it. Headline, two men get into sword fight over ending of a game of Monopoly.
Sword fight.
A sword fight, Jay.
Okay, all right, sword fight.
So there you go. Anything else that is on your mind before we get to our big finish of FTG?
What is your producer's name?
Josh Albrecht.
Oh my God. Tell Josh, tell everybody go F that. I saw the video of you and Josh.
Doing what? Oh yes. An opening day.
Yes.
How did you rule the throw I made, which was low and a bit hot.
gonna have to side with you on this one.
You call it E1 on him, not E2 on me.
But boy, did he get shit. like I've never seen before.
You think he got too much shit for missing that?
Yes, yes. And Josh, as a former producer, you're in a no-win situation.
That's your former producer solidarity coming through there. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Technically, it would be ruled an error on you, but you know what the fuck is your host doing and throwing it that hard and that wild? Well, the reason I was throwing it that hard and my first two throws were nice and straight and right at his head was because, Jay, if I'm going to have a toss, I want some pop. I need
you want to hear the pop of
yes!
the blood. That's like the crypt. That's like, well, not the same thing, but when you're in the golf range and you hit that one good shot and you hit that sound.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I got to hear this all the time now. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. I want to feel it. I want to hear it. nothing is worse to me than a limp, tossed, soft pop, laggy sort of flip it back and forth. Hate that.
Very true. Gotta Very pop true.
In. Scott Lynn and I used to during breaks in the bullpen at the old station.
Yeah, that was me too. Yes.
You played Nurple with us?
Yeah. Remember the day we threw the ball over Mark Stewart's head and he got so pissed?
Oh, he was took the really ball mad.
And put it in his like, you kids have lost your privilege. Yeah.
And Mark Stewart is so mild-mannered. I've never seen him mad, but that one time he was legit pissed off because he was like, I'm trying to work. You fuckers, just hit me with this thing. Yeah, we had a foam ball that was purple. That was just the right heft and weight. You know, these promotional balls come in all kinds of firmness, weight, you know, springiness. And this one just had the magic perfect size and weight that you could throw it nice and hard and fast in an indoor space. And if you dropped it or it bounced off your hands, it wouldn't necessarily hurt anybody. It'll annoy a guy like Mark Stern, but it wouldn't hurt him. Right. So we had a good 25, 30 feet at least in the bullpen area. With low cubicles you could throw over. And we'd go out in the break and we would just hump it to each other. And we called it playing Nurple because it was a Nerf. It was a purple Nerf. So we combined it to call him Nurple. Let's go play Nurple. And then every now and then I'd be like, what happened to Nurple? I don't know. I had him on my desk. God damn, we got to find that thing. He's irreplaceable.
And the best thing, well, all of the, and nobody was there also.
That's true. So
Because
it was early.
It was well, at that time, 7 in the morning. Nobody's there yet.
Exactly. So. But now, you can't play Nurple over Zoom, can you? Over Skype. True.
Very true. You can be like me. I'm literally the only person in my little office.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can violate all the office rules. You can walk around pantsless.
It's only me in there right now. Till they hire somebody else.
Okay. How's the new gig going?
So far, so good.
Good.
Knock on linoleum.
I am glad to hear that. And with that, we end the week, or end this segment today, with a rousing rendition of Fuck That Guy.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who is your nominee for the week?
Well, this is weird. It's kind of a half FTG, but had kind of a, I can't believe he really did it. Phil Mickelson. As much of a dick as he is, it was kind of cool seeing him like 3 shots back at one point.
Really?
But I didn't want him to win because he's such a dick. Can I go half in on FTG?
So a begrudging admiration of a perennial FTG in Phil Mickelson.
Yes, but God damn it. I didn't want him to win, but God damn it. If he would have won, it would have been kind of cool.
You know, we are so far from the days of him embracing his cancer recovering wife behind the 18th green in one of the full tear-jerking moments in Masters history, aren't we? As the saying goes, we're not in Kansas anymore, are we, Toto?
No, we are not.
Like, I can't even imagine those days now, but they happen. They're real. You can look it up. All right, so to Phil Mickelson, you say...
Fuck that guy, kinda.
Kinda. Okay. I could give this to Patrick Cantlay, the slow play... just menace on the PGA Tour. Doesn't think he's slow. Could give it to him. It'd be easy enough, but he's taken enough heat this week in the wake of the Masters. So I'm going to let him slide on FTG this week. My FTG, Jay, goes to anybody who posts photos of them at a Springsteen concert. I know he's back on tour. I know how great he is, but okay, great. You're at a concert. Congratulations. Please spare me the waxing poetic about the boss and how epic it is. And by the way, that FTG is just because I'm kind of jealous, although I'm not a huge Springsteen guy. I'm not anti-Springsteen, but I don't really rock out to Born in the USA or other, you know, or what's give me another big song by Springsteen. Born to Run.
Anything with Born.
Yeah. All right, Jay. It's springtime. Are you excited for the weather turning or no?
Well, I really wish it would hurry up because my allergies are kicking my ass.
Yeah, I was going to say allergies bad, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's terrible. Huh. Yeah.
It'll be all over come June 1st, so you only got about a month and a half left of misery. And then the hot and the humid and the bugs will come, and that'll last for at least 3.5 months. So hunker in, my friend. You've chosen this life in the Mid-Atlantic region. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Deal with it. Yeah, I know. FTG on me on that one. There you go.
All right, Jay, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.